I'm particularly happy to be able to be the introducer of this. Almost 9 months ago, Catherine passed me a copy of the manuscript. And I read it. It took 2 weeks before I returned it to her. Okay. And I cried through it. I have since then had my own experiences of direct knowing. And I just, with great tenderness and appreciation, to her and to Jocelyn, for sharing something so personal and so deep. Judith and I had the privilege of having Kathleen and Jocelyn present the story that you're about to hear at a lecture, if you could call it that, of IANS, which is the International Association of Near-Death Experience. It was held at Unity Church, and the church was full. We came prepared, having read the most moving story of her direct knowing. Both of us had been prepared by reading a joint account by Catherine and Jocelyn, who are our speaker/authors. So a word about each of them. The words I have here are the words that are attached to the book that is in preparation. It seemed to me I could hardly skip a paragraph, but I am going to skip a little bit. It's so well worded, it looks like Catherine's work. For several decades, Catherine Weisenberg has been sharing her unique ability to communicate in dialogue with God, the deceased, and coma patients. To retain a lasting record of these communications, Catherine writes the dialogues longhand as they occur, calling them writings. In actuality, Catherine connects with the stream of universal consciousness and transforms that energy into prose. Over the many years of sharing this gift with hundreds of individuals and groups across the world, she has generated thousands of pages of writings. Each writing is unique to the situation, the energy, and the individuals involved. When asked to explain her gift, Catherine states, "I believe God and those we love are always in our midst. There is a God, a consciousness, a stream of love that runs within all of us. I'm able to connect and transform this flow into words we can all understand." This energy I like to refer to as the love stream. It is ever present for all of us. I offer my work to facilitate that connection. In addition to her work as this communication facilitator and consultant, Catherine is a wife. Her husband's here, a sister now, and a mother. She holds a Master's of Arts degree in communication. And before having her child, Catherine taught communication courses at the college level and worked in a large multi-specialty medical clinic as continuous quality improvement manager. And Jocelyn. I have had the joy to meet Jocelyn when we went to Panera's Only I, first of all, went to one of the other coffee tea shops in town and finally caught on. I was in the wrong place. Jocelyn considers herself a reluctant messenger. She loved her relatively traditional life as a wife, mother, and part-time lawyer. She would not have traded places with anyone. Two of only a small number of things she didn't share with her late husband, Kevin, were a belief in God and an active involvement in organized religion. That Jocelyn would write a book about accepting God's love and communicating with the dead was about as likely as her being elected pope. Perhaps a display of God's sense of humor and irony. This is Jocelyn's story, a story with herself, Kevin, God, and his psychic sidekick as the main characters. That sidekick is Catherine. Jocelyn has spent most of her life in California, but was educated on the East Coast and in Europe. She has a bachelor's degree in international studies and a law degree. Her friends love to tease her about her year-long study of international business and social etiquette at the Institut de la Paix in Switzerland. She can arrange the perfect table setting and properly greet the monarch of any country.
It's true.
I think with that, I yield the floor.
Shall we bless our presenters?
Please, we'd love to be blessed. I'd love to be blessed.
We bless you.